You're tuning in to Two Nicoles One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Welcome to episode 60 of Two Nicoles One Podcast. We keep chugging along. And there's also a jerk right outside leaf blowing. So
back when we did our quickies, there was a guy leaf blowing the whole time. I did a quickie the whole
every
time.
Every single quickie.
It was probably rude.
Yeah, there's always somebody. Last episode, Jen was like getting arrested or something outside of the house. There's usually somebody doing something, I don't know, playing tennis against your house or something.
Well, funny you say about last episode, because remember I told you it will pick up on the thing. I was listening to it in the car, and the sirens are in the background, and I totally forgot about all that.
Yeah.
And I was, like, looking around, and I'm like, wait, I wasn't speeding, but yeah. I was like, wait, nope, that was in the podcast.
It was funny how it worked out, too, because we're like, oh, it's Jen, and then you looked at your phone because you have the Ring app, and it's like Jen was walking in the house. It's like, huh, what a floozy.
Running from the cops.
Yep. Full disclosure, if anybody listening to this is stupid enough, Jen was not running from the cops.
Or so. Was she?
Yeah, exactly. We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what she does in her private time. Yeah. Private things. So, Nicole, anything happened to you this week? Or you have any thoughts on world peace or anything?
I'll be real. This week's been pretty lame for me. My powerlifting meet's tomorrow, so we typically record on Sundays. And today's Saturday, for that reason, we're recording. So, usually the week leading up to powerlifting meets, I don't do much because I like to stay rested.
Yes.
I don't, you know, don't want to go out or anything. It was weird. I haven't been home on a Friday night in the longest time. And I was just telling you, I sat home and binged so much TV. I don't know what it did with it. It was great, but, like, awful. I, like, woke up this morning, like, I watched way too much TV last night.
Well, yeah, because you don't even work out that much leading up to the meet. Like, you make sure you get your the specific lifts in, like, the squat, deadlift, and bench. But you don't, because you usually spin a lot. Like, you just have your Peloton now and do other stuff and whatever. But you don't. Yeah, you don't really do anything.
No, last time I worked out was Wednesday, and it was a quick lift, and I was there for, like, 20 minutes, and that's it. So, which is fine, because, like, I want to put some big numbers up tomorrow, so hopefully all this rest was worth it.
And honestly, the good thing is, though, is you're not a lazy person, so it's good to take a week off, because you're usually, like, I tell people that Nicole has, like, 15 jobs, because you are a really busy person, so it is good for you just to, like, chill for a few days.
Yeah, I did have to leave the house at one point yesterday, though.
Oh, no.
So I was like, I can't, because most of my work was from home yesterday, because I'm working on this, like, website update. So I did all that yesterday, and I'm like, I need to go to the mall or something. I can't just sit in the house. But I have a wedding this afternoon, so I do have something to do today.
Yeah.
But I was like, crap, I need a new strapless bra. So I went and did that. So I was like, okay. And then I'm like, wait, I have nothing else to do outside. So I was like, wait, what can I do? And I'm like, it's 5:30. I don't need a coffee, but I'm going to go to Starbucks. Because I wanted to. And I drove to a further Starbucks.
To a different. I'll do that. Like, during the pandemic, I did stuff like that.
Yeah. So I drove all the way down to, like, the Peters Township one, which is, like,
by my house.
Yeah.
Oh, God. People know where I live now. But anyways.
Yeah.
It's a giant dog that will...
Wolfie will get you.
Beg for treats.
Yeah.
What I was thinking, did you go to the usual mall?
Yes.
Okay, so did you hear... I wasn't even going to bring this up. I wasn't even thinking about it, but we were actually talking about it at work the other day. Did you hear about what happened to the Target?
No.
The other day.
I'm surprised you didn't.
I think it was this past week. But I didn't even read the whole story, but I read enough that, like... It is what it is. Apparently, there was a fully grown man. I don't know how old he was, but he was a grown, visibly grown man. And he was taking pictures of teenage girls. And I guess there were, like, I don't know if it was a mom or multiple moms, but they got him arrested.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not hear that.
And I don't know if they were, like, and that's the thing. I should have read the article. But the fact of the matter is there was a pervert who got arrested at... that Target in the mall, for taking pictures of teenage girls.
Yeah, people gotta stop being so freaking creepy.
I actually saw something, it's probably been months, on Instagram, like, a girl, was in a Planet Fitness, and she was, I don't know how much of an influencer she is, or she was trying to be a fitness influencer, but she was taking workout videos, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, doing some kind of workout move, whatever. But she was wearing, like, a maybe a bra or a crop top and leggings. And this guy, there was a guy behind her, like, taking pictures, and you could see it. First of all, she could see it because she was, like, looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
But also, like, you could see it on the video because, like, you could see behind her. And there were people like, well, she shouldn't have been wearing that outfit.
Okay. Like, that's like, my biggest pet peeve is that people... Have you ever seen, like, all those things? Like, yes. You got raped because you wore a short skirt?
Yes.
No. You can... It doesn't matter what you're wearing.
You got raped because the person that raped you was a criminal.
Correct. Like, it has nothing to do with the clothes. You're not suggesting anything a girl wears, or a guy wears, for that matter, does not suggest...
A child.
Yeah. Does not suggest that they want to be raped.
Yes. No, that makes me mad. That's crazy. But yeah, that was something that was, it was, cause this girl was just trying to take videos and maybe it's something more provocative than what you would wear, which is fine. But it's like, she was trying to, cause people make a lot of money influencing if they do it correctly.
Yeah.
And she was just trying to make money. And what kind of freaking, like, it's like, you wonder, like, what kind of guys are you dating, or what kind of guy are you married to that you think it's okay for a grown man? That's normal.
Yeah.
But that's normal for you. Could you imagine, like, if you were... Because I'm not going to accuse Dan of this, but let's say you had another boyfriend mm-hmm. that went around and took videos of women, and you thought that was normal.
That's not normal. That's, you're crazy if you think it is.
Yeah.
That's probably, like, emotional abuse there.
There's no way I would be with a guy like that. Like, it's like, ugh.
No.
You're in a bad relationship if you think that's normal. But I digress. We'll get away from
all this perverts. Angry talk.
Yeah.
Speaking of them all, they put their Christmas decorations up.
Of course.
Yeah. I thought it was a little early, because I don't know why I thought they waited till closer to Thanksgiving to do
that. They used to.
But you know what? I think they're just trying to get things back to normal. Because you know what I also noticed? Mm-hmm. Last year, they didn't put any outside lights up by the mall. And this year, they're already up. I saw yesterday.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? Great. And I mean, I love Christmas, obviously. So I'm excited.
I drive near the mall, but I haven't, like, been to the mall. So to actually see.
But, so my only two exciting stories I have, well, it's only one exciting story, it's about this, it's at Starbucks that I witnessed, because things always happen to me at Starbucks, but when I took my long drive to another Starbucks yesterday, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, the holiday menu's out now, so there's a bunch of new drinks out, and I actually typically don't like them. Me and you did a YouTube video last year about it.
Yes.
The drinks are pretty much the same, except there's, like, one different.
I was going to say, there was, like, one that was, like, okay, but they're, like, sugar bombs.
Correct.
It's like an adult Huggy.
Correct. So, this is to my point. So, I'm reading the new drink that's new for this season is the sugar cookie latte. Mm-hmm. You can get it iced or hot. And I was like, oh, I kind of like the taste of, like, sugar cookie flavored things. Yes. So I was like, I kind of want to try that. So I'm looking at the app and I'm like, oh God, I can't drink this. It's so you get two shots of espresso and a grande with almond milk. And it said 4 pumps of sugar cookie syrup and sprinkles. And I was like, oh God, that's too much. So I'm like trying to modify. So I'm modifying. I'm like, well, I like more of a coffee taste. So I add... another shot of espresso. I take out the almond milk because their almond milk is sugary and I don't like it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just add my own milk and blah, blah, blah. After doing all those edits, the drink was $7.69. I was like, okay,
no.
Negative. I am not ordering this. So then I was like, you know what? I was like, you can't order. So how I normally order my drink, the 4 shots with one pump of vanilla, you can't add 1 pump of sugar sugar cookie.
Yes.
I'm gonna get it right. In that way. So I was like, whatever, I have nothing to do. I'll just go in and talk to a Starbucks person, even though I hate doing that. So those people are nice at the one I went to, so I didn't mind. But I went in and I just got 3 shots of espresso and 1 pump of the sugar cookie syrup. And then I added just a little bit of my 2% on the side. And it was good. It tasted, the sugar cookie was definitely very bold in it. I'm like, well, this is a fun treat for for holiday or whatever. So I brought it home, and before Dan went out last night, I was like, here, taste this. And he's like, oh, not for me. He's like, but man, he's like, there's a lot of syrup in there. I'm like, right, there's not though. I was like, there's 1 pump of vanilla, or 1 pump of the sugar cookie. And I was like, it was very strong. So I'm thinking to myself, 4 pumps in another one?
It's ridiculous.
That would have been awful to drink.
Yeah. Yeah, awful. Especially because, like, the size of drink you get is, like, with the ice you get in and everything is, like, a grande.
Correct. And the thing is, like, the way the other one's made, you're only getting 2 shots of espresso. The rest is milk.
Yes.
And syrup.
Yeah, that's too sugary. But that's what people want, we've noticed.
I know. And I don't understand why people Gross. Drink that. So, I may... you know, I still stick to my 4 shots and my 1 pump of vanilla and extra ice. But, you know, maybe in December I'll get 1 pump of the sugar cookie again one time for a little treat.
Just a treat.
But I actually didn't even finish the drink because it was a little, it got a little too much for me, to be honest.
Too sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was only 1 pump. So,
I mean, I always thought like drinks like that were marketed towards kids because like when I was a teenager, in the mall, well, there's still like Gloria Jean's in the mall, but it used to be like Gloria Jean's was the place in the mall and I would get like one of those like Frappuccinos and stuff. But a lot of adults like that. Stuff.
Yeah, they walk around with their well, and Gloria Jean's is criminal how big those sizes are.
Yes.
You can get a Frappuccino that's like twice the size of a venti.
Yes.
So that's probably
But that would look. Like be fun like when you were a teenager, go to the mall, get like a Frappuccino and I just like I think I would be like in I was going to say an infirmary, but I'm not freaking military. Like I'd be in the hospital. I would be totally diabetic.
Yeah. It's
because even like you know, I have to get my blood work for my work specifically because we get, well, not that I have to do it, but I get money off of my insurance and God knows I don't want to pay Highmark any more money than I have to. But, you know, I get my results back and all of my numbers are in the healthy range, but my sugar, like I have to watch it.
Yeah.
It's like in the point where it's on that healthy but higher side.
Yeah.
So if I start eating like that, I would totally be diabetic.
Oh, yeah. And that's, I was thinking about that this day actually in the shower. I was like, you know, because I was going to tell you about the sugar cookie thing. I'm like, people go out for their holiday shopping and get a go into diabetic shock because they're always walking around with all those holiday drinks.
Yes. And then they go home and eat cookies too. Oh, it's not like, because that's the thing. If you didn't eat, like if you just ate like, you know, salads and like chicken and rice or whatever all day, and then that was like your one treat.
I guess.
But. It's still, like, overload. Yeah. But people, they have that, and they have cookies, and they have cake, and then they, you know, like, you're killing your body.
Very true. Very true.
Like, that's wild.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, we talked a lot about the syrup last episode, so I guess I can digress from that. But
I'm passionate about this.
We are. We're very passionate about good coffee and good espresso. But anyways, I had... to work a different shift at the brewery this week because of the meet. I wanted to make sure I was off all week, so I only worked Tuesday.
Yes.
And then I took the rest of the week off. I went in real quick just to grab a coffee before work because I was working a solo shift, so I was like, I gotta be on my A game. Okay, so I grab a coffee and walk in, and my coffee wasn't ready, and I could see it being made. There's this old man that is leaning up on, like, the side of the bar area.
Yes.
And he's waiting for his hot chocolate. And he leans over and he's like, is that almost done? And they were like, oh yeah, it's right here. So she goes, here you go, here's your hot chocolate. He's like, thank you. Walks away. So she's handing me my drink at this point. And he leans back over and he says something along the lines of hot chocolate hot or something. And she's like, oh yeah. She's like, it's hot chocolate, so it's going to be hot. And she like started laughing because like she thought it was like silly. Like he was making a joke. And he goes, no, I said, this is not hot. And he goes, you need to remake it. And so she was like, oh, I'm sorry. She goes, I literally just steamed the milk and handed it to you. She goes, but I can remake it. He goes, no, you need to taste it actually. Cause you don't believe me. And she's like, I'm not going to taste that. And so he's like, well, then you need to take the lid off and stick your finger in it because you think it's hot and it's not. And so she was like, I'm not going to do that. She goes, I'll make you another one. So she, at this point, she was a younger girl. She was probably only like 18. She looked kind of like flustered at this point. And so he was like, well, he's like, what are you going to do with it? She goes, sir, can you just throw it away? We're not supposed to touch drinks after like customers touch them. And he's like, no, you can throw it away. So you know how they have that plexiglass by the mobile orders? He reaches around the plexiglass and sits the cup by their workstation just to give it to her.
So weird.
So then I'm like pouring the milk into my drink. So now I've like separated myself a little bit and there was another girl in there and we both kind of looked at each other like, what an asshole.
Yeah.
And
like she said, she was going to remake it.
Yeah. Like, so just let it go. So he starts yelling. He goes, this is why I don't come to this place. This is why I don't come here. None of you people know how to do anything. And she didn't acknowledge him. And he goes, hey, you, hey, you, why aren't you acknowledging me? Did you hear me? This is why I don't come here. And she like looked up and she's like, I'm sorry. And she's like, I'm remaking your drink. And he's like, pfft. I was so mad.
Yeah.
Like, why are you treating this girl like that for over a tall hot chocolate?
Oh, God.
Which, if you hate how Starbucks makes hot chocolate, why did you come there?
That doesn't make sense.
You know, you can go across the street to Giant Eagle or Walmart and buy a pack of Swiss Miss and make it at home by yourself. Yeah.
That
so,
doesn't make sense.
And boil your water and burn your throat if you need to. Like, what? I was so mad. I was like, she didn't deserve to be treated like that.
I feel like there are people who are crazy about the temperature thing, which I think is kind of goofy. Like, it being, like, hot enough, and it's like, do you want it to burn your throat?
Some people do, though.
You can. There's a way. I don't know. I'm not big on sending stuff back, but you can. You can say, you know, this isn't as hot as I'd like it. Can you remake it? They don't have to taste it and see.
Right.
Like, they can just be like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm remaking.
Demanding her to taste
Sorry,
it is ridiculous.
Like, yeah, he just wanted attention.
Oh, for sure.
That's so weird.
Well, and I was thinking, but like how you said people send back. When I worked at Bob Evans back in the day.
Yeah.
Yesterday. People would send coffee back all the time saying it wasn't hot enough. And then it baffled me because I would give people a coffee that literally just got done brewing. And some might have splashed on me and burnt me. And then I'm like, this isn't hot enough. And then we put it in the microwave and you could barely touch the mug to hand it back to them.
Oh my God.
I just didn't understand. Like people.
No, I don't understand. Some people just want attention.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you'll burn yourself.
So Bob Evans customers.
Oh, God.
Attention horns.
Oof.
Yeah.
I can't stand people.
Me either. But, I mean, that's pretty much all that's been happening with me. Coffee, really.
Just drinking coffee and watching TV. Waiting for the meat.
Living a life of luxury.
Yeah, well, good luck on your meat tomorrow, which, once this airs, is going to be 2 days ago.
Yeah. So you'll find out in the following episode how
I did. How you did, how much you lifted. What is your goal?
I want to lift, so I really, really, really hope I can hit somewhere in the 270s for my squat.
Okay.
I feel like I can.
I
feel like I can. I feel like, I don't know that Nick believes I can. Maybe he does. I don't know.
He's just sarcastic.
It's my depth thing that I think he's worried about,
yes.
Which is a fair point, but, I just want to get out there and prove him wrong that I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But my bench is looking really good this year, so we'll be excited. And then deadlift, I don't care about, so I just go up there and pull some weights and
80
see what
pounds,
happens.
Whatever.
Start at 105 kilos, whatever that is in poundage, and over 200 something.
Yeah.
And yeah. But
I can't do that.
Sometimes I get some weird adrenaline at the end of the meet, because it's at the end of the meet, and then I just go out there and I tell Dan, I'm like, change my number, we're going higher.
Yeah.
And I did that last year and it worked off, because I was only supposed to lift, I think, 115 kilos, and then we ended up doing 117, and I lifted it, and I was like, oh, I could have done more. So this year my deadlift is not as great, because I haven't been working on it.
Yeah.
However, you never know. You never
exactly.
know what's going to happen.
You don't
so.
Know. No, deadlift's a weird thing, too, because there's times where it's easy to pick stuff up, and sometimes it's not. Like, there's sometimes I can't pick up what I should, like, easily be able to pick up.
Yeah,
so it's weird.
But I've had a lot of rest, and I'm ready, and...
Ready to pick things up.
Ready to pick heavy
put
stuff
them down.
Up. I'm putting it down. You come,
well,
come to Cheers Lawn tomorrow?
I am going to be there. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not going to work out tomorrow. That has been made clear. But yeah, I'm going to have to get the address, but...
Okay, cool.
I'll be there.
Cool.
So, today, maybe I'm just thinking this morning, maybe I'm a bad dog mom. So this morning, I went to Restore, which if you guys don't know, it's a chain. I don't know how big of a chain it is. They just
I've seen
like
them in Nashville.
Restore.
They're pretty big.
So it's like the hyper wellness stuff. They have like compression, stretching, cryo, all that. But yes, I went there this morning and I'll eat like protein waffles. I like, you know, put them in the toaster, grab them on the way out, eat them in the car. So that's what I was doing. Ended up, I dropped a piece. It got under the seat. So I was like, I'm not rummaging around when it's cold because I have to get out of the car and see. I'll wait till I get home. So anyways, I get home. I get the piece out. And I'm like, I don't want to throw this away. I'm going to give it to Woofy. Do you think that was me being A, lazy, me being a bad dog mom?
How long was that sitting there for?
I mean, like, hour and a half, probably.
I don't know. Wolfie probably enjoyed it, though.
That's what I was thinking, but
yeah.
In the back of my mind, I'm thinking of Ron.
Mm-hmm.
It's Rocco's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking he would probably think I'm, like, a terrorist for doing that.
Really? Doesn't like, he feed the animals
he, pizza? But fresh food.
Oh, well, yeah.
Fresh food. Any old food goes to the raccoon outside his work. That apparently, so, I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast, but, so this is my boyfriend's dad. Where he works, he's like retired, but he works 6 days a week, whatever. So where he works, there's this raccoon that comes around, actually near Jess's work too. So she might get, I hope she gets to see this raccoon. So he's telling me how fat this raccoon is because they all leave food for it, whatever. It's a fat raccoon. And I'm thinking, how big is this raccoon? Because a raccoon's about the size of a cat. Because sometimes you'll see it and you'll be like, is that a cat? And then you're like, no, it's a raccoon. So I looked up world record, biggest raccoon, and I got 75 pounds, and he's like, that's not a big raccoon. And I'm thinking, how big is this raccoon? And I keep telling him to take a picture of this raccoon for me, and I've yet to get a picture.
We should send Jess on a mission.
So please, or anybody, if anybody finds a raccoon that's apparently way bigger than 75 pounds, please send it to us.
Yeah.
Because I want to see, but he'll bring in, any old food that's sitting around, like old pizza, old lasagna, whatever it is, he brings in to work for this raccoon. But for dogs, they get fresh food, like fresh KFC, fresh. And dogs aren't even supposed to eat some of this because they're like fat. Is it like fat's good for humans, but fat's not good for dogs. But they'll get omelets,
Wolfies.
Fish and macaroni and cheese, especially like Lent. They get a.
So Wolfie
fish.
Likes going to Grandpa's, I guess.
He does, and and it throws off his whole schedule because it's like he's eating all day long, and he's usually on a schedule. Like he eats at 5 and 5, and Lord knows what goes on over there, you know, as far as his eating schedule. But he does enjoy it there, so that's what I'm wondering. I think, Ron would judge me, but I want to get Ron on the podcast, but he can't hear, so it would be a little difficult.
Ron and Janet.
Luckily, he's not going to hear me talking about how I mistreat his grandson, so his favorite grandson.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, Ron and Janet. We'll get those two sounding off. But Janet can hear better, so maybe we'll get Janet on one of these days.
She doesn't know how to work technology.
She's not, though. I was going to say, she's not real high tech.
Janet just recently got a smartphone. I first met her, she had a flip phone and she didn't know how to work it.
She's like, if our people listening to our fans listening to this, well, we know Jen's our only fan.
No, Lisa.
Oh yeah. So when she's from Wisconsin, so if she would like to know how a real Pittsburgher, traditionally real Pittsburgher, is, she would need to hear about Janet. So I think it would be helpful to get Janet on the podcast.
It would really be helpful to get Janet. We're going to petition. Oh, yeah, because Zumba's back on Monday, so we'll see. All right, probably online.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold. We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
I'll feel it.
And it's going to get dark early.
I'll feel it out.
And I was going to say something about it being Christmas, but we already talked about that. I was taking notes last night, if anybody cares. After I went and saw Tim Dillon. Last night, it was a good show.
It's good.
He's like one of my, I don't know how many, I feel like he has a pretty niche audience. His opener said, Tim Dillon's fans look like they're going to hand you a copy of The Catcher in the Rye. A lot of kind of like hipster nerdy looking people, which I am kind of, but I don't look like that. Okay. So like I stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
It was like mostly men about my age.
Yeah.
That looked a certain way.
Okay.
Like, everybody was wearing colors of brown.
I see.
You know.
You did not wear colors of brown.
No, I did not wear brown.
You should have.
As you saw, brown. I had on a blue turtleneck.
Yes.
I looked kind of, I was dressed kind of like that. What was that? That's Theranos? That scam? That girl had that scam, whatever. It was like some blood testing thing. She raised all this money.
I've never heard of that.
That's who I looked like. So I like didn't really fit in with the crowd, but it was fine. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's who I am. But it was a good night. I was like seeing a comedy show, and I'm glad that stuff's coming back.
Yeah.
All that stuff, like, you know, Broadway's back.
Yeah, we're going to our first concert next week. Or this coming week.
Yeah, concerts are back. Yeah.
I haven't been to a concert and I couldn't tell you how long. And we are going to see Spencer Crandown. He was a guest on our show.
I don't even remember what episode, but yeah, he was definitely a guest on our show. So
I'm excited.
That'll be nice.
VIP tickets. We'll get to meet him. So I'm pretty excited.
Which we've met him, but not in person.
Correct. Yeah. So it'd be nice to meet him in person.
Yeah.
But so I'm probably, so our friends Jess and Jen are going with us, and Jen listens to some country. Jess and Nicole over here really don't. But I know every one of Spencer's songs, so I will enjoy it for the four of us.
Yeah.
So you'll just see me up there jamming.
That's yeah.
Fine. We'll have some beverages. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll yeah. be fine. It'll be fun. I'm excited.
Just a fun little, like, quick overnight thing.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And that's what's exciting. It's, like, finally getting to be normal again, which yeah. was annoying for a while because, like, stuff has been open for, like, over the, generally speaking, at least in our area, for over the past year, but it's, you know, it's nice to be able to do, like, events and stuff.
Yeah, it still kind of feels weird, though, because, like, there's, like, even our mall hasn't fully opened yet.
No.
So, like, it's, like, open, but, like, things still shut down pretty early.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know if things will ever go back to opening to full capacity, or it will stay like this forever, which it's not the worst, but, like, sometimes it is the worst, because most times you can't get anything to eat after 10 o'clock, and that's annoying. Especially, like, leaving the brewery on a Friday, if, like, I didn't have anything home, which usually we do, but if I didn't and I just wanted to grab something, you can't, unless it's, like, McDonald's and I'm not eating that.
And sometimes you're lazy, and that's what you want to do, but also, to your point, even, like, Denny's closes.
Yeah.
Like, and they used to be open all night.
Eden Park, too.
Yeah, these, like, places that were open all night close. I think a lot of, like, just Walmart. I never go to Walmart. That place is like a disaster. But I think, like, they've been closing. Like, it's just totally different.
Yeah. Even, like, our grocery store used to be 24 hours. Both mm-hmm. of them. Both Giant Eagles by us used to be. And they both close at 10 o'clock now.
Yeah.
So, could you at least stay open till 11? That would be a little helpful.
No, it so. Is. It's annoying. And it's just, like, I don't know. I guess, you know, it's a whatever first world problem. But, you know, it's
the staffing.
It's not what we're used to. And that's a big problem.
Which I just don't understand. Like, where are these people that are not working? What are they doing?
Well, I've heard there's a lot of people doing, like, 1099 stuff, too.
I guess,
which I could see a certain amount. Like, I could see an amount of people doing
that. There's just so, like, a huge shortage in restaurant and retail working.
Yes.
Which, to be fair, like, I've heard some, like, I overheard a conversation at the brewery that some of these people were talking that she's a HR person for, like, a big restaurant chain, and that the kitchen people over the pandemic found that they could do trade work, like, construction and stuff like that, where they make more money and they're treated better. And the thing is, like, don't blame
them
for that.
I've heard that as well, and that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so you got to treat your people better if you want them to come work for you.
Oh, and kitchen people, like, don't make any money.
No.
Especially if you're not actually a chef in a really nice restaurant, you make nothing.
Right. And even, like, being at, like, a restaurant, or I'm sorry, a kitchen manager, even at, like, the Olive Garden, they don't even make that much money either. And that's, like, you have a manager in your title. You have a lot of stress for no money.
And they work a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's more than a 40-hour week, for sure.
Yeah, and that makes a ton of sense. That's something I definitely heard about that, too. They said a lot of these people were just working in the trades, especially because they didn't know when they'd go back to work.
Right.
Or there'd only be, because restaurants were only doing takeout, so there was a limited workforce. So it's like, we don't know what's going on. We're just, you know, going to go, you know, do this. These industries that have stayed open and needed people, so I do not blame people for that. You know, you need to pay people.
Well, so I overheard one of Dan's high school kids talking about how she was working at our Giant Eagle in Market District. And I guess they pay decently well up there, like I think $14 or $15 an hour. So for a high school kid, that's a lot of money. Because like when I made in high school, it was like 10 bucks an hour, not even. But anyways, she quit, though, and is going to downgrade her pay to work somewhere else because apparently they treat you really poorly at that store.
Okay.
And, like, you couldn't even request off, and she plays sports, and she, like, gave them her sports schedule, and they're like, well, we can't help you. Why hire high school kids, then?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a problem. You can't pay, just because you pay well doesn't mean you're going to keep people. You have to treat them with, I don't know, makes me angry.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing, because high school kids, that's an anomaly hiring, and you just have to be, like, willing to be flexible with it. You can't just say,
Within reason.
No, yeah.
Some high school kids are ridiculous.
If it's like, oh, no, you can't take the SATs, or you can't, like you came in saying you play soccer or whatever.
Right.
And this is, you know, the we're going to make you work every Saturday morning when your games are, whatever. I don't know. So yeah. I don't freaking play sports. But you can't.
Yeah. I don't know.
That makes literally makes no sense.
Agreed. Agreed.
But it is what it is. It's the world we live in. One last thing I wanted to bring up, and our listeners are honestly probably sick of stuff like this, but I just thought it was kind of funny. Did you see all this stuff going on with Kim and Kanye lately? They're both trying to get a lot of attention.
I knew you were going to bring up Kanye, but I was actually going to bring up Kim and Pete Davidson, so yes, yeah.
Well, Kanye was on a podcast I've actually listened to a couple times. I didn't listen to his episode. It's with Noriega. It's called Drink Champs, and they just drink and talk. And the thing with Kanye is Kanye knows how to get people's goat.
Okay.
I don't know. I know he's mentally ill. I think the world knows that. I know he likes getting attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he enjoys just saying whatever, and I don't think he cares. But he was saying all kinds of stuff. Like, he did say about, you know, I want to be back with my wife.
I saw that.
And he also said, the worst thing I ever did was sign the rapper Big Sean. He's always trying to tick somebody off. He made something, he said something about Soulja Boy. He said something about Soulja Boy's very talented, whatever. But he said the reason he cut his verse from his album is because it sucked. Like, he just, yeah. just getting people. Zinger, zinger, zinger. And I think the thing is people take him too seriously.
Yeah.
He is a billionaire. He's like the richest black man in America, all this. He has all these credentials. But I think people don't realize this. I don't know the guy, but I think Kanye has a sense of humor. You know?
Okay.
I think he's a goof. He is a goof. But I think, like, I don't know. He has a lot to lose, but I don't think he cares about people's opinions.
No, because he has think so at all.
He's a billionaire.
By the stuff he does and says, he clearly cannot care.
No, he doesn't care. He's a billionaire. Like, why would he care what people like us think?
True. Very true.
You know, and that's why I think he just talks at the side of his neck.
Yeah, possibly.
But then there's Kim, who, when they first separated or whatever, filed for divorce. I don't think they're divorced yet because that takes time. But there were rumors that Kim was seeing Van Jones,
mm-hmm.
who is, he's on CNN, but he's like an attorney and I don't even know what all else he does. But the thing with Kim is Kim has notoriously dated black men, first of all.
Right.
Everybody knows that. That's not nothing but the truth. Van Jones, people are like, oh, they would be good together because he's an attorney. That's what she wants to be.
Right.
He's older than her. He's established all this. Then, out of nowhere, Pete Davidson walks in.
Yep.
Who I think is younger than me and you.
Yeah.
He looks sketchy.
He's funny, though.
He's fun. He's not the funniest person, but he's funny.
Yeah.
And what I don't understand about Pete Davidson is how does he get, like, he only dates, like, women who are so far out of his league, it's ridiculous.
Well, there's a bunch of memes about that, and it's like, what, everyone keeps saying that, but would people just stop and realize that he has a good personality?
No, that is the truth. That's the truth, because it's like...
He was dating Ariana Grande, they're engaged, right?
Yes.
And then Kaylee Cuoco, he was dating her, apparently, and then...
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, and then now Kim Kardashian.
It's always, like, really good-looking women, and that's the thing, though, women, like, we could sit here and say this, but women care about personality.
Yeah.
That's important to women.
He must have a great personality.
He must have a great personality. And it's just fun to make fun of the guy. He looks like a guy you'd make fun of.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like he's, like, lived a rough Staten Island life.
And, we've never been to Staten Island, so we don't know. We don't, you know.
Yeah. But I find his skits on SNL funny, so I like him. But
Well, didn't his dad die in 9/11? Or he was a firefighter of 9/11 or something.
Something. There was a movie about that where I think it was like he wrote, but it was like a comedy based off of something. But something along those lines.
Everybody that is of a certain age and is from New York has a strong, really, really strong bond to 9/11.
Oh, yeah. I mean, makes sense.
So you know, it's that might not even have been anybody died, but it's just like, you know, just being in New York with 9/11. But, that threw me through a loop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part of me thinks it's a publicity stunt.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because of Kim, and I don't think Kim cares about personality.
Well, clearly not.
I think Kanye probably has a good personality.
Maybe.
That being said, too much for me.
Yeah, I agree.
He might be somebody you'd want to hang out. I probably would like hanging out with Kanye.
See, I don't think I would.
But
too much ego for me.
I mean, just to hang, not like one-on-one hangout, but I think in a group. I think he would be fun to hang out with in a group.
Maybe.
You know, because like a lot of the people you see him like as friends with seem like really funny, cool people.
Yeah.
Although they're not people I've hung out. Like, he hangs out with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like Kanye in a group would be fun.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I could see that.
Yeah. So, Kanye, if you want to hang out, I'll get a group together and we'll all hang out. It'll be a great time. Yeah. And you can't tell me you're going to bail out on that.
I'm not going to bail.
Okay.
I'm not going to hang out one-on-one.
Okay. I'll let him know. I'll make sure I let him down easily that you do not want to hang out with him one-on-one. You don't want to go on a date with Kanye.
But if we can get a group thing together.
A group thing together.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I think. I think that would be really fun. Okay. A group with Kanye.
I'm in.
And he could just roast everybody.
I'm in.
Because I think he would be a great roaster. Okay. Like, do they still do roasts anymore?
I think so.
And Comedy Central would have those roasts. They need to have Kanye do roasts of people.
They do, but so I think it's a Netflix special coming. Oh, the Jonas Brothers are so doing something like where they're about to roast each other for Thanksgiving. Okay. I'll probably watch that because it sounds funny.
Oh, they roast each other like turkeys.
Yeah, so.
Oh, on that awesome pun note, I think we should wrap up the episode.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Guys, 5 stars. On Apple, or Kanye is going to come hang one-on-one with you.
Somebody might like that, so that's not a huge threat. What was the threat last week?
I don't even remember.
It was a good threat, too.
It was good.
But we were going to haunt your house.
We're going to haunt your house. Yeah, we'll haunt your house.
Yeah.
Or have Kanye hang out one-on-one with you, whichever is worse to you.
Yes.
Because we know what you're thinking and feeling. And that might also be a threat.
Or we'll take a survey.
We'll take a survey, yeah. And then follow us on social media.
TuneCoolsOnePodcast.
Not TuneCoolsOneFart. That name was already taken. We will see you next week for episode 61.
Goodbye.
Bye.